Visit whatsmypolitics.us. You're listening to What's My Politics, bringing you U.S. Civic News Scandal, September 2nd, 2026, in plain English. We'll cover what happened, why it matters, and what to watch next. The biggest household story is that Congress has sent a short-term funding bill to the president, which would avert a shutdown through December 11th if signed. Other developments touch housing access, federal worker job protections, trucking enforcement, utility cost policy, insurance claims, and election oversight. Several of these are rules or court decisions, not new laws, so their real effects will depend on implementation, appeals, or a governor's signature. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1. Congress sends a short-term government funding bill to the president. The House voted 370-48 on September 1st to accept the Senate's changes to H.R. 6500, the Continuing Appropriations and Extensions Act 2027. The bill would generally continue federal funding through December 11, 2026, and extend selected transportation and veterans authorities. It has cleared Congress, but still needs President Trump's signature to become law. What to watch? Watch for the president's signature and for Congress's work on full-year funding bills after the November 3rd election. If H.R. 6500 is not enacted before October 1st, agencies would again face a shutdown risk.
Headline 2. HUD shortens its filing window for many apartment accessibility complaints. HUD has told its Fair Housing Enforcement staff to treat a design or construction accessibility violation in covered multifamily housing as ending when the building receives its first certificate of occupancy. Under the new guidance, an administrative complaint to HUD generally must be filed within 1 year of that certificate. The prior HUD position had treated an inaccessible feature as a continuing violation until it was fixed. What to watch? Watch for lawsuits challenging the guidance, how HUD applies it to pending complaints, and whether Congress changes the underlying law. People with a possible housing discrimination claim may want to check deadlines quickly because deadlines can differ for HUD complaints in private court cases.
Headline 3. New federal worker layoff appeal rules take effect today. Starting September 2nd, federal employees covered by a reduction in force, or RIF, will generally appeal qualifying layoffs, demotions, or long furloughs to the Office of Personnel Management instead of the Merit Systems Protection Board. The change applies only when an agency issues the employee's specific RIF notice on or after today. Employees generally have 30 calendar days after a RIF takes effect to file an appeal with OPM. What to watch? Watch for legal challenges, OPM decisions under the new system, and whether agencies begin new RIF actions. Workers who receive a notice should read it closely and seek prompt advice because appeal rights and deadlines depend on the type and date of the action.
Headline 4. Federal agencies begin a nationwide crackdown on commercial driver training and testing fraud. The Justice Department, Transportation Department, Homeland Security, and other agencies announced a coordinated enforcement campaign focused on alleged fraud in commercial driver licensing, training, testing, and related businesses. Officials said the Transportation Department will immediately remove more than 110 training providers from its registry, audit third-party commercial license testers and state oversight, and build on investigations in 40 states. Homeland Security said it planned inspections involving more than 200 schools across 23 states. What to watch? Watch for named enforcement cases, appeals by removed training providers, the results of the tester audits, and whether states change how they oversee commercial license testing.
Headline 5. Federal judge blocks New York's $75 billion climate damage charge on fossil fuel companies. A federal judge ruled that New York cannot enforce its Climate Change Superfund Act, which would have required certain large fossil fuel companies to pay a combined $75 billion over 25 years into a state fund for climate-related damage. The court concluded that the state law conflicted with areas controlled by federal law and federal foreign affairs authority. The ruling blocks enforcement for now. What to watch? Watch for an appeal by New York and for how courts handle related state laws or proposals. State legislatures, not Congress, wrote these kinds of state cost recovery laws, but federal courts decide whether they conflict with federal law.
Headline 6. California legislature sends wildfire smoke insurance protections to Governor Newsom. California lawmakers passed Assembly Bill 1795, the Smoke Damage Recovery Act, and sent it to Governor Gavin Newsom. The proposal would set a framework for testing and restoring homes affected by wildfire smoke, require insurers to cover necessary testing and sampling for qualifying claims, set timelines for inspections, and limit when insurers can end temporary living expense coverage. It is not law unless the governor signs it. What to watch? Watch for Newsom's decision and the bill's effective date provisions if he signs it. California's Department of Toxic Substances Control would need to develop the public health standards that insurers would then have to follow.
Headline 7. Justice Department monitors Massachusetts primary polling places. The Justice Department monitored polling places in Boston, New Bedford, and Lowell during Massachusetts' September 1 primary. DOJ said it used 12 monitors there and has deployed more than 80 monitors across 8 states and over 200 polling locations during this primary season. The department says its role is to observe compliance with federal voting rights laws. What to watch? Watch for DOJ monitoring announcements in other states before the November 3rd general election. Any complaints or enforcement actions that come from observed problems and continuing court fights over federal involvement in election rules.
Visit whatsmypolitics.us first. Run the local zip scan for a sighted look at civic decisions and political news affecting your community. Now back to the briefing.
That's today's briefing from whatsmypolitics.us. Follow the linked sources, verify updates with the Responsible Government Office, and make your own call. We'll see you tomorrow. What's My Politics.us, a smarter way to apply technology.